hurt my inside. I got no soul to sell. The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I wanna feel like an animal. I wanna feel from the inside. I wanna feel like an animal. My whole existence is flawed. You get me closer to God. Open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, she know, hey, don't be holding me. I'll tell you lie, tell you die, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair that I'm hiding of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You are not. Hey! Despite all my rage, I am still just a red and a cage.
Schwartz would like to do his fabulous turkey impression for you. Remedy Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I'd like to play you the new theme song to Home Improvement.
With a healthy appetite. We'll have no fear of trip to Singapore and brought along his spray paint and when he finally came back, he had cane marks all over his bottom. He said that it was from when the warden whacked it so figure skating champion, and when she finally made it, she saw some other girl who was better, and so she hired some guy to club her in the guy who made his wife so mad one night that she cut off his wiener, and when he finally came to, he found that Mr. Happy was missing. He couldn't quite explain it, it had always just been there.
Drummer Bermuda Schwartz would like to do his fabulous Doggy Wretch imitation for you. Have a little traveling music there, Jim. Yeah, I've been all around this crazy old world. I've seen the Grand Canyon. I've seen the Great Wall of China. I've seen the La Brea Tar Pits. I've even seen the Stumps of Mystery. But as long as I live, I'll ever forget the time. That fateful day when I visited Darwin, Minnesota. Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. One night when the family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? He said, Dad, we want to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our 3-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said twine ball or bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us, we joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and up 50 feet of soda. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Get there, so we drove straight through for 3 whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car, cause the windows are completely covered with a decal from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Arama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Doodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to ghost town, theme parks, wax museums, and a place where you could drive through the middle of a tree. Alligator farms and torrential erections, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said twine ball exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the last chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet drop of soda. On our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Finally, a 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky. Out in the distance, on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. We parked the car and walked with our filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open 10 to 8 on weekdays, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda. Yes, it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I tell you, it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Oh, what on earth would make a man decide to do that kind of thing? And I warned the kid, now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home. But I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of
twine, some window decals, and anything else they sell us. And I bought a couple postcards. Greetings from the Twine Ball. Wish you were here. All the folks back home be jealous. I gave her camera to Bernie, and we stood by the ball, and we all gathered around and said, cheese. Then Bernie ran away. We might ran to Winstomatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while, and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside, and I fell on my knees, and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unravel that sucker, it'd roll all the way down the farm to North Dakota. Morning, we were on our way home again, but we didn't really want to leave. That was perfectly clear. I said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. Cause I've been all around this great big world, and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to.
Yeah.
stay in bed now.
Stop.
you're stuck inside the house all alone. That's when you decide it might be fun to harass someone. Dial a random number up on your telephone. You ask if their refrigerator is running, and then you tell them they should go out and catch it. But if they ever figured out where you were calling from, they come and bust your head right in with a ratchet. Listen to me.
Queen eggs and ham.
pants, so eat it. Just eat it.
You've all been waiting for.
Big solo!
But if I finish all of my chores and you finish dying, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699.
Other than spending most of our lives living in a mining paradise, a chin rider once or twice, living in a mining paradise. If I work and sacrifice, living in a mining paradise, sell pills at wholesale price, living in a mining paradise.
A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a turtle even if he deserved it. And Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years, but we ain't pretty quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no life, no motor car, not a single luxury. Black Robinson Caruso is a primitive as can be.
The buddy, churn and lots of butter. Raise a bun on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a man.
in terms of humble the style of art. And the pious guy, the little Anders, wanna be like on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother or might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most of our lives living in
videos and hats, so take a piece of Al, and thanks for coming.